The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to a new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's question is from Remy, sent in by email. How does a car's catalytic converter work? Despite exhaust fumes from millions of cars, the air in our cities is relatively clean, thanks to the catalytic converter, better known as CAT, which transforms an astonishing 98% of related pollutants into non-toxic substances. But how does the CAT succeed in making such a clean transformation? Let us start by taking a look at how the CAT works. If we cut open its casing, we can see that its interior is made up of many honeycomb-like air canals. This also serves in making the CAT's comparatively small surface as large as possible. After all, it should be able to clean large quantities of exhaust fumes. A thin layer made of precious metals covers the honeycomb-like canals, the so-called wash code. You can actually picture the CAT as a kind of car wash. When the motor spits out hot exhaust fumes, these flow through the honeycomb-like canals. On their way out, the exhaust fumes must first pass through precious metals, platinum, rhodium, and palladium. This is the moment that determines whether or not the trick of making a clean transformation has taken place. The precious metals react with the pollutants and wash it clean, so to speak. Poisonous carbon monoxide turns to carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxide becomes nitrogen, and hydrocarbons turn into carbon dioxide and steam. Together, the three precious metals are the actual catalytic converter or catalyst. For this reason, it is also called a three-way catalytic converter, which is standard in almost all non-diesel cars. A catalyst is generally described as a substance that brings about chemical reactions in other materials, yet it remains unchanged. In this case, the precious or noble metals trigger the reaction. They transform the pollutants without changing themselves. Indeed, a truly noble characteristic. The first CATs were brought to the North American car market in 1976, then to Europe 12 years later. CATs are found not only in cars, these transformation artists can be found wherever there is smoke. In products such as lawnmowers or model airplanes, CATs continue working for a cleaner world. Okay, I'm going to go home now, but on my bicycle, which is still the most environmentally friendly form of transportation. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying goodbye until our next edition.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.